Blog Talk Radio. your crown upon you. We give it all to you.
For worship here.
So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours.
Come on.
Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
As our praises rise all over this place, Father.
Yahweh, Yahweh, and we lift you high. It's Yahweh, Yahweh, and we lift you high. It's Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor.
ser a nada. You are the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh.
Thank you. from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Abba, Father, we praise you. Abba Father, we worship you. Abba Father, we exalt your name. Your name is above every name. Abba Father, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. Awesome God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Adonai. Yahweh. Elohim. Hallelujah. The Alpha and Omega. We bless your name. Jesus, the Son of the Living God. We adore you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. We reverence you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Father, you watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe. It's only by your grace that we are here, oh God. We do not take the gift of life for granted. We appreciate every second and every minute of our lives that you have given us, oh God. Father God, may we bring glory and honor to your name, oh God. May our purpose and our destinies be fulfilled, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, it's all about you and not about us. Let your will be done in our lives and not our will. Oh, God, we submit to you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Lead us, guide us, teach us, Holy Spirit. We surrender completely and totally to you. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender this service to you. Oh, let your perfect will be done. Perfect all that concerns our lives. Perfect all that concerns the lives of our children. Perfect all that concerns the lives of our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns the lives of our spouses, our nieces, our nephews. Oh, Lord, perfect all that concerns the lives. Please, oh God, in the name of Jesus, perfect all that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we need you every second. We need you every hour. We need you every minute. Oh, we cannot make it. Without you, we cannot. We need you. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In your presence, there is a fullness of joy, unspeakable joy. Father, we need you. We thank you, oh God, for what you have done in our lives. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you, oh Lord, for what you will do in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we put a praise on the blessings from yesterday. Praise on the blessings today that you have in store for us. Praise on the blessings tomorrow, oh God. In the name of Jesus, praise on every minute of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let our hearts be filled with praise and honor and glory and thanksgiving to your name, Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross to set us free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Thank you, O God, for taking us out of darkness and bringing us into your marvelous, not just your light, marvelous light, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we can now come boldly to the throne of grace because of the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross. We do not need blood of goats and sheep, but we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And we come boldly this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies on you, everybody. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to you. Forgive us, oh God. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandbabies, oh God. Have mercy. Be merciful. Be merciful unto each and every one of us. Be merciful, oh God. Hallelujah. Mercy for our nieces and nephews. Mercy for our siblings. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, oh God. And be merciful unto us. We have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you this morning for mercy. Redouble your mercy upon us, oh God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Oh God, we stuck our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We stuck this service. Oh God, we stuck our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our homes in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse our environment. Cleanse the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we cover our children in the blood of Jesus, their environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we cover our nieces and our nephews, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, oh God. Hallelujah, the blood. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we cover our siblings in the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let the blood speak for each and every one of us. Father God. The blood, our spouses in the blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. For those that are sick, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redemptive blood, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing, oh God. Healing to our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Healing, oh God, heal us, oh God, perfect our bodies in the name of Jesus. Affliction shall not rise the second time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we ask you, Father, to send your holy angels to assist us and to minister to us. Your holy angels, oh God, to assist our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. Oh God, we need divine assistance, oh God. So do your biddings in our lives. Send your holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals to assign to the spread light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. To be with us, guiding and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are God and there is nothing too hard for you to do. Oh God, we surrender everything that concerns us to you. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, and the pain that is going on this morning, we pray, oh God. That you alleviate the pains, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Physical pain, in the name of Jesus. Emotional pain, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for a fresh anointing, in the name of Jesus. A fresh anointing, oh God, not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh oil. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, empower us, oh God, to do your will, oh God. Oh, not by might, oh God, not by power, but by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Horia Masteria Kurumas de Teriaco, Horia Masandoria Kurumas de Teriaco. Father, we thank you, O God. Weeping may endure the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so, Lord, we thank you for this joy in the morning, that morning joy, hallelujah. The morning joy, oh God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your fresh manna every day, oh God, your fresh manna every morning, oh God. Uriya masateriya koromase, teriya koromase, yekiriya masanderiya koromase, teriya. Hallelujah, ramasanderiya kuriya masateriya ko, yekiriya masateriya koromase, teriya koromase. We need you, Jesus. Oriya nikiriya masanderiya ko. Hallelujah, uriya masanderiya koromase, teriya ko. Thank you for the fresh oil, oh God. Thank you for the anointing, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah, Father. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Your wall of fire around us and the glory within. We pray, Lord, that you release greater grace upon each and every one of us, oh God. Your grace is sufficient. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against your plans and purpose for our lives. We destroy every work of darkness. We decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, hallelujah, shall be condemned, hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, strengthen us. You are our light and salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our lives. Whom shall we be afraid, O God? Hallelujah. Romosororia karamaseteria ko. Yekia maseteria koromaseteria koromoso. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Romaseteria koromaseteria ko. We need you, Jesus. Holeromasanderia ko. Thank you, Jesus. You said you will keep us in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on you. So we know the criteria, oh God, for perfect peace. Let our minds be stayed on you. Hallelujah. As we seek, we will be filled, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We follow your word and we launch into the deep. Yes, Lord, we've been toiling all night. Oh, but yet we haven't won nothing. But we listen to your word. You said, launch into the deep. Cast your net on the other side. Lord, we cast our night net by faith, because when you speak the word, oh God, everything comes to fruition in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, the creator, the master, the CEO, hallelujah, of the universe, which is Father. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. Let us turn our Bibles this morning. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. Please turn your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 7, verse 11. Came to pass after he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gates of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier. And they that bear him stood still. Hallelujah. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him unto his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, that a great prophet is risen among us, that God has visited his people. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. Oh God, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit. All of you and none of me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. What we're looking at this morning is compassion. Compassion and the compassion of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus was very, very, very compassionate. Hallelujah. He cared. He had compassion. Hallelujah. Compassion. He was sympathetic with others. He cared about our tears, our sufferings. He cared when we're sad. He has feelings for us. He has empathy. He understands. There's just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your sorrow. Hallelujah. He cares when we are in distress. He cares when we're going through different situations. Jesus cares. When we don't have food to eat, he cares. When you don't have money to pay your rent, he cares. When your children giving you a hard time, he cares. When people reject you and you're sad and lonely, he cares. Hallelujah. Jesus had compassion, that spirit of compassion. Hallelujah. He does not want to see us crying and weeping. No, he cares. Compassion, he concerned about us. When you look at the word compassion in the English dictionary, a strong feeling of sympathy and sadness for the suffering or misfortune of others, and you want to help them. You want to help them when you can't sit by and don't want to do nothing. Hallelujah. If you notice, Jesus had compassion with us, judgment. And this is how he wants us to be. He wanted to help, but he did not come with judgment. Hallelujah. You want to take action. You want to do something. Hallelujah. And this is how you want to help. You want to reach out. You don't want to see someone crying. You don't want to see them no food. You don't want to see the kids going through sorrow and different things. You don't want to see a mother crying like this lady for her son. He had compassion. You remember when Lazarus died, Jesus, you see in the scriptures, Jesus wept because of that compassion. He did not like to see Mary cry, even though he knew he would raise Lazarus from the dead. When the crowd followed Jesus from place to place, and for 3 days, the scriptures say, and they didn't have, they were hungry. Oh God, I don't even know if we can do that. 3 days. And I believe you can, because that's how we go on these 3 days fast. And Jesus said, we got to give these people something. Matthew 15:32, and Jesus said, called his disciples to him and said, I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they may faint on the way. Matthew 15:32. These people have been with him, listening with him, following him from village to village, city to, for 3 days, nothing to eat. He said, no, we got to give them something to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry. Hallelujah. I feel compassion. This is Jesus. Isaiah 40:11, like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he gathered the lambs and carried them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus had compassion. Isaiah 63:9, in all the affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved him. In his love, And in his mercy, the angel of his presence is Jesus, and he redeemed them and lifted them all the days of old. Matthew 8:3, Jesus stretched out his hands and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Jesus had compassion. Matthew 9:36, seeing the people, he felt for compassion for them. Why? Because they were distressed and dispirited like a sheep without fuel. 14:14, when he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. Matthew 18:11-13, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying? If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99. We have not gone astray. Compassion. Matthew 20:34. Move with compassion. Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they gained them and followed him. Matthew 23:37. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her? How often I want to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Gather. He wants to help. He has compassion. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd. He felt compassion for them, for they were like sheep of other shepherds. He began to teach them many things. Hallelujah. But they did not know directly. You see, when we do know what to do, and look, many times, we have mercy because of compassion. Sometimes we should have been dead when we go astray because Jesus has compassion. He said, no, 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 no. He has that compassion. He cares. Mark 8:23 is the same as Matthew. Then I told you about John 11:34-38. Jesus wept. He saw Mary had lost her brother. I believe in my heart, emotion of compassion led Jesus to the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus could not just see us. The devil manipulating us and tricking us and doing things. Jesus came so that we may have life and have it more. Hallelujah. Are you a candidate of his compassion? Yes, you are, because you have salvation. I am a candidate of his compassion. And as he has compassion, and we are made in God's image and likeness, we should have compassion and care about others too. You can't just turn your eyes when you see somebody with no food, and then instead of you doing something, you judge the person. If you're going to give from your heart, hallelujah, so that you may be blessed. But Jesus had compassion without judgment. When the woman was stoned who was caught in the act of adultery, being naked in front of the whole crowd, Jesus had compassion on that lady. Hallelujah. Healing the sick, raising the dead. Jesus came to set us free. Jesus, the anointing, hallelujah, is to empower and set us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Compassion. Sometimes God look at us doing some crazy stuff because we in the wrong group of people. But because of his compassion, greatest thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Jesus had compassion. My brothers and sisters, to make it in the Christendom is an emotion that is in every one of us. But some people have heart of stone. They don't care. And we pray that those who have those hearts, that the Holy Spirit will move on their hearts. Because we want to be like Jesus. Jesus did not ask this woman any question. Jesus did not came to that city. All his disciples, a lot of people with him, on a divine assignment. Hallelujah. And he came to the gate of the city. Hallelujah. And there, there's a woman crying. She already lost her husband. Now, she's about to bury a son. Jesus did not say a word. You know, we need to be like Jesus. He didn't say anything. He saw her and it hurt him to see her cry. And he said, weep not. He touched the bread, which is, we will call it today, the casket. And when he touched it, those who carried the casket stood still. And all he said, young man, he said, he didn't ask the mother, what is his name? What did he do? Hey, no, no. Oh, he walked. That's the anointing. Hallelujah. He said, authority and power, arise. Oh, he just said, arise. Young man, arise. The dead sat up. The man arise and began to speak. The Bible said Jesus delivered him to his mother. Jesus, I know the joy that the mother had that Jesus had given her son back. Hallelujah. We have to have compassion and care, be sensitive to others. That compassion of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't have to wait for people to say they need this or need that. You can see what they're going through. They don't have to ask you. If you have, you release. Jesus had compassion. And this morning as I came to this topic, I was thinking about a colleague and a friend of mine who lost her son, and today is the funeral. And I remember sitting in her living room crying out, an apostle, great woman of God, crying for her son. Where was the Holy Spirit, she asked. She was in so much distress because her son, first child, had died. It was a, there's no way you could sit with that lady or even talk to her on the telephone without crying your eyes out. You could see the brokenness in her heart. You could feel it, especially those, even if you don't have children, could feel it. But some of us who have children at the same age of our children, we have compassion. I remember the crying and the tears. So this morning, just I'm going to lift her up this morning and lift all those who lost their loved ones, not only in death, but other ways. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's not losing in death, but losing in different ways. Or maybe compassionate. Maybe you have someone that is sick, someone that is in distress. Let us raise our voices as I pray for this mother this morning and the family. You pray for those that you know that's going through some changes. Hallelujah, that Jesus must pass by and touch them, heal them, deliver them, provide, and set them free. So, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, I lift up, O God, a false walker, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, I ask you to be with her and her husband and the family as she lays her first son, O God, as she buries her first son, lay her son to rest, O God. O Father, you can only you can heal her, only you can release your compassion upon her, O God. It is not a good sight to see a mother bury her child. We all want for our children to bury us and not for us to bury our children. Oh, God, comfort her heart. Give her beautiful ashes. Pour upon her the oil of gladness. Oh, God, take away the spirit of heaviness. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, release your oil of gladness, oil of gladness upon her heart, O God. O Father God, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. Lord, she loves you and she's called according to your purpose. She is your daughter. She is your servant. So, Father, help us throughout this day. We pray for the Holy Spirit. Spirit to embrace her, to be with her 24/7 all through this day, even at this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, release your holy angels to be with the family all through this day, oh God, in the church. Yea, she walks through the valley of the shadow of death, O God, but she will fear no evil because you are right there with her, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Comfort her. Comfort those that lost their loved ones, O God. Father God, oh Lord, we cry out to you this morning. For those that are broken, for those that are going through situations, someone do have a place to stay, someone do have food to eat. Oh, God, we pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, have compassion for those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Let the Holy Spirit move upon their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that they can receive you as their Lord and personal Savior. Have compassion for the members of our families, oh God, who do not know you, oh God, that their salvation can come to them. And so, Father God, I pray that you touch each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless us in a special way. I pray that you release your Sabbath blessing upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a Sabbath day blessing upon each and every one of us. Let it be activated and manifested, oh God. We invoke your covenant, oh God, that is in the blood of the Lamb, oh, the blood of Jesus in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, Almighty God, we lift up the holy sacrament unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we ask you to breathe on the holy communion, O God. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural, O God, in the name of Jesus. The DNA that is in the blood of Jesus, release that DNA right now, oh God, the DNA of Jesus Christ, the DNA of Jesus Christ, let it be released, oh God, in this holy sacrament this morning, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the unlimited blessings, the unlimited breakthroughs that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your blood heal us. Let your blood deliver us. Let your blood strengthen us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. Hallelujah. Protection in the blood, in the secret place with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:23. Hallelujah. For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us partake bread of the crackers that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. But it scores many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we have cast in of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together, to carry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the holy sacrament. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we come to the close of this service, we cancel, oh God, every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against your plan and purpose for us. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the holy offering, the offering, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the offering. We thank you, oh God, for multiplication and fruitfulness in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory for the thank you for the increased double. You rested on the seventh day. We pray, Lord, that we can rest in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's the day that you declare holy. Hallelujah. And we receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive your love and your embrace. Thank you for blessing each and every one. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the works of our hands constantly. Thank you for keeping evil away from us. Thank you, Lord, that we have your armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of faith, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, God, on ourselves, our children, grandchildren, spouses, nieces, nephews, and siblings, and everyone under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Reach out to someone. Have compassion. Pray for someone. Hallelujah. But let us keep this family in prayer this morning. Apostle Walker and her family, please let us lift them up in prayers as she lays her son to rest. In Jesus' name, amen.